We have got a very special guest. Is our next guest on? And he's a special guest, too. We've got another one that we'll talk a little bit more about tomorrow. Congressman Tim Walberg is on the other end of our line. Congressman, how are you?
Hey, good morning. A beautiful morning it is here in the 7th District of Michigan.
It certainly is. Now, you've got a special event planned today. Tell us about it.
Well, we start out in Charlotte at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11, a veterans fair. We'll be speaking there and then turning it over to resources that we'll have in the room, dealing with veterans issues, senior issues, Social Security, Medicare, health care concerns for Veterans Administration, all sorts of opportunities for veterans to be up close and personal with people that may have answers that they need. And then for me, the opportunity to kind of stand and be counted in front of them for issues from a variety of areas, veterans-related and other, this morning. And again, that's 9 o'clock at the VFW Hall in Charlotte.
Now, veterans have been a big topic here on the program. We've talked with many officials, many people trying to work to help veterans, as we have high populations in the state, not only of veterans, but veterans returning from service over in the Middle East. There is a big homeless problem. There is a problem with jobs. There is a challenge with a lot of these soldiers ending up in prison. So it's a big problem here in the state of Michigan.
You know, it really is. It will grow unless we're willing to do what's necessary for our veterans. And, you know, our country owes an awful lot, you know, in a sense, life itself, to veterans who are willing to make a commitment even to the extreme ultimate sacrifice, and their families that have made those similar commitments just by supporting their veteran. And so we've, this past couple weeks, have had the opportunity to go to the Veterans Hospital in Ann Arbor and meet with veterans there who are receiving care, great care, but in difficult situations. And then was there for an open house ribbon cutting of a veterans clinic in Jackson, Michigan, that will really make the access to care for veterans much more easily received, conducive to them having their needs met in an efficient fashion, and really kind of a prototype of what we hope to see going around the nation, where we give them access with less paperwork, less bureaucracy, and more personal care. So those things are taking place, and frankly, we must never forget to support the veterans and to do the thing that I think is a priority for our federal expenditures and make sure that defense, which includes our veterans, is taken care of strongly.
Courtney Cooley is an ex-intern of the program who currently writes for the Jackson Citizen Patriot. She recently wrote a piece, How You Were Giving Some Love. Did I read 25 Ron Paul supporters showed up at your office?
I hadn't heard 25. The last report I had, eyewitness reports, it was that there were six people out front. But six or 25, I guess it is certainly their right to demonstrate for whatever reason they have to demonstrate against, especially when they're libertarian-leaning, against an individual like me, though I'm elected official, yet still an individual citizen, a voter, that they thought it was wrong that I would endorse Mitt Romney for president and not Ron Paul.
I think, are you still there, Congressman? We're talking with Congressman Tim Walberg.
I'm still here.
Okay, yeah. Continue. I'm sorry.
Well, I was saying, you know, I think it's every individual's right to make a choice who they want to support for president or otherwise. I chose Mitt Romney. If this small group of Ron Paul supporters thinks it was wrong that I should express who I support, well, I'm sorry. that's what those veterans fought for, that we could have a chance to make our own decisions. I like Ron Paul as a person. I served with him in Congress, but I don't think he's adequate for the presidency at this point in time with what we have to deal with in the whole spectrum of things. But probably more importantly, we also need to be considering, especially as conservatives, what conservative has the best chance of defeating President Barack Obama and moving away from the attacks on religious liberties, rights of conscience, attacks on our economy, the loss of jobs, the unwillingness to do what's necessary to have energy plan that really makes us independent from the rest of the world. Our president doesn't have an idea on how to do that. That's right. It's not working. We are worse off today than we were 3 years ago. We can't continue that. And though I like Ron Paul, I think the best person that is a conservative that has shown by record that he'll do the like thing and has also the leadership capabilities I think will take place or need to take place when he's president is Mitt Romney. And for that reason, I chose him. And I'm sorry I disappointed six Ron Paul supporters, but as they say, that's life. We'll go on, and anyone ultimately who comes out in the Republican as a nominee for the Republican Party, I will support 100%.
You know, is Mitt Romney the best man from the job from the Michigan perspective? Because you would think a guy who voted against the auto bailout wouldn't be a guy who would be for Michigan.
Well, Mitt didn't vote against the auto bailout. He wasn't in Congress to do that. He made a strong statement saying that he thought there was a better way to deal with the problems in the auto industry, and that it was going to take a bankruptcy one way or another. And he felt that a private sector bankruptcy, which would allow everything to be put on the table, including work rules, wages, salaries, benefits, legacy costs, all of the above, in order to make it like they've done in other areas of industry, such as Delta Airlines and Northwest Airlines. Delta went through a bankruptcy, a private bankruptcy, and came out stronger. Now it's, I believe, the largest airline in the world, and I fly on it every week going back to Washington, and it's doing fine.
Yeah, but Congressman, the bailout proved him wrong, because not only did the state needed it, but they're back on their feet and they're paying their money back.
Well, we're delighted to see that happen. We're delighted to see General Motors strong, or at least strengthening, and having market share again. We're delighted to see Chrysler. I drive Chrysler products as well as GM product. I'm glad to see them function again. But Mitt was not saying that it didn't take a bailout. But what he was saying that it took he felt a better bailout approach was through a private sector bankruptcy as opposed to public sector bankruptcy. I mean, all the public sector bankruptcy did was do a bankruptcy, put money into the operations, rebuild the company, but also didn't allow certain things to be talked of on the table to make it even potentially stronger. Mitt was saying he was certain that this great company, General Motors, or Chrysler would ultimately turn around, but he felt that there would be better opportunity, even quicker opportunity, done through a private sector approach as opposed to a public sector approach. So, I mean, he's a car guy. He wasn't abandoning the car industry. He knew that General Motors needed to thrive and survive. But let's do it not at taxpayers' expense, but at investors' expense, to do the right thing to move around. We'll never know. We'll never know which would have worked the best. But I don't think we can say that he was opposed to General Motors coming back from the grave and being put back into a strong capacity.
Well, it riles some folks up because it appeared that he supported what happened with Wall Street as opposed to what happened here with Michigan and the auto industry.
Well, you know, that's where no candidate is perfect. I don't agree with Mitt on the bailout of Wall Street, and I voted against that. I voted against the bailout that our president at the time, President Bush, encouraged. I said it was the wrong way to go. I still think it was the wrong way to go. And I think we should have done the same thing through the private sector, through the markets, as Reagan would have done. And in fact did show how he did it, refused to step in at a point in time when it looked very similar. And ultimately the Wall Street and the markets and the financial industry turned around. I think the same thing would have happened. But we'll never know that either, because Congress and the president went the wrong way at this time, and Mitt Romney agreed with him on that particular issue. So
we've got two questions left for Congressman Tim Walberg on the Tony Connolly Morning Show, 1320 WILS. Congressman, a lot of us are very concerned about where gas prices are going and need your help. What can you do to help this situation, not only to help stabilize it, but perhaps roll back the price a bit? What can you do?
Well, we've voted in several ways and several times already for an all-of-the-above energy plan that uses our resources. I mean, Tony, what are we saving it for? We got 800 years in just one place out west of coal. We've got 200-300 years of petroleum reserves and natural gas reserves in Anwar and in the Bakken Reserve. I don't know what we're saving them for as we look to take their place down the road.
We appreciate you very much. We will stay in touch.